today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brother, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We are in the night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Please keep us in your prayer, and by Allah's name, we'll start today's special. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr, bil'afwi tatina. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr. Today, Sunday, is the 22nd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the date of Laylatul Qadr. We ask all of our listeners, dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us in your prayers and du'as. Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan, Zidna Min Al-Iman, Fi Laylat Al-Qadr, Fi Laylat Al-Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a night of great blessing in which Allah showers His mercy upon those of His believers whom sincerely and faithfully love and obey His will. It is a night which is commonly associated with the revelation of the Holy Quran, but also has other meanings which are all deeply rooted in Allah's attribute of Rahmaniyya. From the verses of the Holy Quran, chapter 97, verse 1 to 6, we are made to understand that Laylatul Qadr literally means the night of decree or the night of power. It is a night which is of greater value than 1,000 months, being the highest numerical figure in Arabic, and in which the angels descended upon the earth and helped to breathe a new life into mankind. We also know from another place in the Holy Quran, chapter 44, verse 40, that it is a blessed night, Laylatul Mubarakah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the eves of decree, Layali al-Qadr. And at the same time, we find that the fate and the destiny of everybody is determined on the eve of Qadr, on Laylat al-Qadr, on the eve of decree. So it's asserted in Islamic teachings that pious people should be attentive to not sleeping and, keeping vigil on such nights for praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, or doing the rites and rituals, performing religious obligations and duties on such a night in order to be able to receive and to absorb as much divine grace as possible. And what's important in this connection is simply that According to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anybody who is deprived of the graces of the eve of decree has already been deprived of all graces, in the entirety. One of the good practices on on the eve of decree is, doing good both to oneself and to one's peers and one's relatives, one's neighbors, and those people to whom everybody is expected to do good, in general. Because of this, we find that Laylat al-Ghadr, or Eve of Decree, has been a special opportunity about which there are many, many indications and hadiths in Islamic teachings. We hope to be able to appreciate the beauty and grace of Laylat al-Ghadr. Thank you.
This is today's special by IRIB English Radio, and thank you for accompanying us. Selection of the most suitable deeds. One of the deeds is crying and shedding tears during Laylatul Qadr. For the prudent wayfarer who desires that during these nights his fear, humility, tears, crying, anguish, and lamentation be increased as much as possible. One of the best methods is that he should place his head against a wall. Sometimes he should stand and sometimes he should cry, should imagine himself at the scene of Judgment Day. And the way sinners are rebuked with harshness, should rebuke himself accordingly. Then he should look towards his right, imagining about the companions of the right hand, and should think about their splendor, majesty, features, virtues. Then he should look towards the left, imagining about the companions of the left hand, should regret himself among them, thinking about their tortures and painful condition with blackened faces. Then he should cry, O thou art the most compassionate, and thou who art the shelter of unsheltered ones. We welcome Laylatul Qadr, and now prayer for understanding the nights of Qadr and Fitr in this part. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important prayers and requests which a fast observer should not forget, and from the very beginning of the holy month every night, day, and every available opportunity, should beseech Allah the Glorious and the Exalted, is to bestow upon him the divine grace for worshipping, servitude, and night vigil during the nights of Qadr and Fitr. And if a fast observer beseeches him honestly and sincerely, undoubtedly Allah will respond to his request and would not deny him his desires for having the divine grace. And the one who has trust in Allah and the Holy Quran in order to be sure for its attainment would be ready to spend that entire year in worshipping, night vigil, and asceticism. Did not the Holy Quran consider that night better than 1,000 months, which are longer than 80 years? would not be efforts and endeavors of a 1 year be accomplished the bonus and reward of 80 years? Whatever has been said about the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is also valid for the day and night of Eid al-Fitr, because Imam Sajjad has narrated that this night is not less value than the night of power, Laylatul Qadr.
How many nights of power do we have? Nights of destiny do we have? Three or one? The ulama, they differ in this. There's two views. Some ulama say there's only one night of Qadr. Only one Laylatul Qadr. Others, they say there's three. So the first view that most ulama believe in is that there's only one night. So if there's only one night, why do we celebrate this night in three nights? The 19th of Ramadan, the 21st, and the 23rd night of Ramadan. Why? Well, the reason behind that, brothers and sisters, is because we have conflicting reports from the Imams and from the Holy Prophet about which night is Laylatul Qadr. We have traditions that say it's the 19th. We have traditions that say it's the 21st. And we have traditions that state it's the 23rd. So when I, as a scholar, I come to read the hadith, I see there's a hadith for each night. So we're not sure which night is Laylatul Qadr, because there are conflicting reports about that. But however, most ulama, they agree that most likely Laylatul Qadr is on a night like this, the 23rd night of Ramadan. And that's why, if you see, they call it Laylatul Qadr al-Kubra, the big Laylatul Qadr. There's only one Laylatul Qadr. It's called the big one because most likely this is the real Laylatul Qadr. And I'll just read hadiths that the ulama, they refer to in believing that the 23rd night is the true Laylatul Qadr. The first hadith is called Hadithul Juhani. It's a very famous hadith. And basically what it is that there was a man by the name of Juhani. And he comes to Rasulullah 1 year during Ramadan. And he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, my house is very far from your masjid. And when I come, I have to bring my animals with me, my sheep, my goats, my camels and horses, whatever I have. And I have to bring all my family with me. And it's a huge family. And I can't come every night during Ramadan because my house is far. So he tells Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, choose one night which is the most important night out of Ramadan, and it's the greatest night out of Ramadan, and I'll come only that night. The narrators, the companions of Rasulullah, they say, we saw Rasulullah, he called Al-Juhani, and he whispered something in his ear. We never heard. And nobody asked Rasulullah what he said. So they said Al-Juhani left. When did he come back? He came back on the 23rd night of Ramadan, and he brought his entire family, telling them that this is the greatest night of Ramadan. And they said every year until he died, he would only come during the 23rd night of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Again, we ask you, all brothers and sisters, to keep all of us, all of our colleagues, especially me, in your prayers. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya. يا رازق البرايا. منايا يا سامع شكايا يا باعث البرايا الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار يا رب الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار